The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga. Before we do our shows on Saturday, I am going to dedicate our show to Mia and Barbara. And before next week's show, I'll explain why. So we're going to get right into our show right now. And we have a great guy here, Mike Lahit from Operation Adopt a Soldier. And I met Mike at the beginning of last year, I think it was, or this year. I'd been working in the office at where I work, and Mike's the co-chairman of Operation Adopt the Soldier. I can't talk. It's the day before Easter, and I'm all excited about getting my Easter basket. So, good morning.
Morning, Rick.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you.
All right. We want to know a little bit about what Operation Adopt the Soldier is, so why don't you fill us in on that?
Okay. Operation Adopt a Soldier was started back in 2003 by Cliff Seguin and his wife. Their son had gone to Iraq, and he wanted some chocolate chip cookies. And so they sent some over, and it kind of snowballed from there. And he was with the,
it's like the 368th Combat.
Right, the 368 Combat Engineers. And that's who Steven was. His name is Steven. That's who he was with. And kind of things just kind of snowballed from there. Cliff worked on Mount McGregor. And so he got them involved. And that was the beginnings of Operation Adopt a Soldier. Kind of what we do, we are a, we try to raise and maintain awareness of the people, of the day-to-day sacrifices of our men and women that are still fighting overseas, and their families, too. I think a lot of times their families are forgotten. But they're a big part of the soldier's life. We just do that by trying to make things comfortable as possible, by bringing them a sense of home. And I think you've got to realize a lot of these people, and they're young kids, they're 17, 18, 19-year-old kids, they're 2,000, 3,000 miles away from home. And so we just try to bring them a sense of home by mailing packages to them.
Most of the soldiers are from the Iraqi war and Afghanistan, or do you have any of the soldiers from previous, Vietnam or Korea?
We deal with active duty.
Okay. Oh, so active duty. It's all active duty members. So yeah. I don't think any Korean vets would still be in active duty. my father-in-law was in World War II, and he was in the first combat division, 1A.
Okay.
So he was one of the first ones that landed on D-Day on Normandy Beach.
Okay.
And he had some really great stories to tell. And I don't know if they do this with the active soldiers, but they had a program at the military museum where they brought the vets in and they sat down and they recorded the stories of what they did during the war and some of the battles. And he was in the D-Day, Battle of the Bulge, Romanin when they blew the bridge, and then he and four other guys had liberated a little village in Brussels. So these soldiers today, I know what they went through in World War II listening to his stories, and I grew up with the Vietnam War,
right,
even though I didn't serve. But it is a very traumatic going through that, being so far away from home and having to put up with foreign cultures.
That's the thing people don't realize, I think, sometimes.
It is, right.
And they're young kids.
Sure.
But that's why we try to bring them a sense of home, whether it be a candy bar, and maybe they can't get over there. We're in, I say, 15 different countries. We're in Korea, Japan, Poland, Germany, Afghanistan, Kuwait. So we're in about 15 different countries, and so all these cultures are all different.
Oh, yeah.
They allow certain things, and they don't allow certain things.
Exactly.
So. But we just want them to know that they're not forgotten, that they're still on our minds, and we want to take care of them the best way we can.
Now, two of the sons of Cliff were in the service, or was
just
that?
Just the one.
Just the one.
Just Stephen, yeah.
Now, I see where Cliff met a fellow, Dominic.
Right. Dominic had two sons in the
service. He had two sons in. Now, was Dominic in the military?
I'm not sure.
Or just his two sons?
I know his two sons were. I'm not sure on that.
Okay. And they help out now, do they?
Or they, are they when still? The organization started, Dominic was a big part of the organization.
Okay.
And, you know, he talks to Cliff from time to time now, but that was more when the organization started.
When it started out.
He's had a good, Cliff had a good core group of volunteers. I want to say about 8 or 9 core volunteers that have been there a long time.
Okay.
Sherry Fabian, Gordon and Lynette Dillmore, Sharon and Jason Gilbert, Mary and Bruce Duxbury. They've been there between 10 and 18 years.
So wow.
They've been with Cliff quite a long time and everything. And
yeah, that's pretty neat.
Our newest one is Eddie Flannery. And he's come on board, and he's been a whirlwind. He's been a big, big help to all of us. So he's got a great heart, and just getting out there and getting people involved, getting Boston Spa, you know, more really taking a hold of Boston Spa and getting, you know, doing a lot of work there.
Sure. But, now, Adopt the Soldier, does that have anything to do with, you know, how the County Board of Supervisors honors a deceased vet every month? Do you do anything with that, or
we don't? Rick,
okay,
on that,
you're strictly a provider of products to the service members.
We do help families off from time to time. Not when I've been with Adopt a Soldier for about 3 years now.
Okay,
before then, Cliff and some of his people had helped fix somebody's house, the kitchen inside the house.
Okay,
built decks, built sidewalks, that kind of thing. So we do help when veterans from time to time need help.
All right.
They can't get it anywhere else. Families sometimes hit hard times. A veteran hits hard times around Christmas time especially. We'll help out a veteran's family that way with Christmas gifts or a monetary donation to them.
That's pretty neat.
And that aspect, we do help out veterans more geared towards the active duty soldiers as far as what we're sending packages.
There's an organization, and I can't think of the name of it right now, that helps out people that need work done around their house or, you know, put porches on or repaints windows or builds decks or ramps for the disabled. And I'm trying to look it up because they're going to be on the show and bad me. Do you ever work with them?
We have not, as far as I know, Rick. But
yeah, that
I think
may...
they're doing something in Malta, trying to do something in Malta now.
Okay.
If I'm mistaken.
Yeah, they do that pretty much all over. I know I'm in a service organization, Kiwanis, and I know service organizations sometimes will volunteer time to be on a project. Now, myself, I'm not handy at all, so I would be a runner for paint or screwdrivers or...
You're like me, Rick.
Yeah.
Cliff gave me a hammer one time, and I made a mess of things, so I just keep the tools out of my hand.
Yeah, I don't mind helping out, but gosh, if I ever did anything with, you know, with anything like that, I'd be kind of crazy, so...
Funny you mentioned Kiwanis too, Rick, because I just did a presentation to the Key Club.
Oh, you did?
At Saratoga High School.
Okay, because we sponsor Key Club.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
kind of funny story. I kind of started off by telling them I was in Key Club 50 years ago, you know?
So you were.
It's kind of like a full circle moment for me back in 1973 and 74.
Wait.
And they kind of looked at me like I had three eyes.
But, yeah, right. You know? Yeah, I know. It's terrible when you give away your age, you know?
Just a great organization, though. You know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you, not to get off the subject here too much, but when you mention Kiwanis, people look at you like, what the heck is that? But then you say, well, we sponsor Key Clubs in high school. Well, I was in the Key Club. But didn't you know the Kiwanis sponsored that, you know? But
and they came in, and it was kind of a nice moment because they came in that weekend, and they helped pack boxes.
Yeah, well, they're great at doing service projects, and helping out. So, and that could be a yearly thing, too, for them, you know, to
good
do.
Good organization, for sure.
Yeah, so I know you're located on Route 50.
Right.
And it was kind of, I don't know, it's kind of tragic because you had a fire.
We did.
You had a fire there.
We did.
And how long were you down?
Well, luckily, Cliff knew somebody that had a building. It's called the Farrell Oil Building.
Okay.
It's on Route 9 and Ballard Road.
It's a
big yellow building.
Yeah.
And so we were able to get in there pretty quickly. Cliff knows a lot of people, and he knew this guy, and this guy let him use that building while until they got the other one rebuilt.
Yeah, so, I see that's open.
So we
now.
Weren't down for a long time, but we did have, that was kind of a sad day because we had packages that were ready to be sent out.
Oh dear!
And you know, we lost everything we had in there, but we've come back strong from that. So which is good.
Oh yeah, that's great because I know you're back open on 50.
Yeah,
I go by there a couple times a week with my bus. You know.
Okay.
And, that's pretty neat.
I always say, I always tell people, I go, if they're looking for it, I go, if you've gone to the State Farm Building, you've gone too far.
You've gone
too
far.
Do a U-ey and come back, and we're the ones with that flag in front.
Yeah.
So.
Or you can see the X-Files.
The X-Files,
too. That's kind of weird.
That's
the
other good landmark.
Yeah, really. That's a good landmark for those that remember the show.
But, yeah, we do have a donation box in the back of our building.
Okay.
If somebody can't be there, there is a donation box in the back of the building that you can put stuff in. So.
You're strictly a volunteer program, correct?
All volunteer.
And again, your mission is to raise awareness about the
correct
daily sacrifices that our men and women make. And I mean, they need all the help they can get, and all the thoughtfulness of people back here in the States.
Yeah,
you know. Now, is Operation Adopt a Soldier just a local group, or are you affiliated?
There are other branches throughout the country, but the one we work with is the one just here.
Right.
But from time to time, people will call Cliff, Cliff about something they're doing in a different area of the country. I think there's one in Alabama.
Okay.
But the one we deal with here is just us.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, I know there's probably different organizations that do similar things, but, you know, we're fortunate in this area because I think people are very giving in this area.
You know, it's funny, Rick. They really are very giving in this area. Very giving.
Yeah, so it kind of, you know, it's always hard getting, you know, supplies and that, but I think it's a little bit easier here because people are so giving, you know, on anything that goes on in the area.
It's a good area. We do have an event at Christmas time up at Walmart, usually one or two weekends.
Okay.
And it's just amazing, they'll donate products, they'll go in and do their shopping, and then they'll buy stuff for Adopt a Soldier. And it's just amazing. They usually fill up two or three Ford F-150 trucks of donations. And so people are very, very giving.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll get into some of the products a little bit later. But, and, I mean, the main goal of you is to provide a sense of a home, and make them feel as comfortable as possible overseas. And
correct.
And I think your motto too says a lot, that you'll never be forgotten.
Never be forgotten. That's a big thing. So, and I think, and it's funny too, Rick, because I think when we're not, it's sad in a way when we're not at war.
Yeah.
People tend to not remember,
think about it.
They don't think about it.
That's right.
And but there's still, we have 700 soldiers on our list that we mail packages to, and there's a lot of soldiers that are overseas, so things are still going on.
Sure.
You know, and so, but it's easy when you're not at war to forget.
Oh yeah, everybody's on awareness over there because anything can happen at any time.
That's
so, I mean, you're all keyed up probably 24/7.
Oh yeah.
And things do happen. We may not be at war, but things happen over there that,
you have to
you know, it's really tough. definitely. Because you don't want to start a war over a bombing of a military base.
Yep.
But that does happen once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a tough thing. So you take a list of products and you put the packages together.
Correct.
Okay. You got donations. What happens when you bring them back?
When we bring them back to the building?
Yeah.
We have a room set up just for donations with shelves on both sides of the room. And we put those donations on the shelves, try to separate them by the different things that they are. Cereal, canned goods, canned meat, cookies, crackers. We just, as groups come in, we just try to put one of each in every box.
Sure.
So they're not getting 10 cans of soup.
Right.
They're getting toilet paper, they're getting soup, they're getting cookies. One group that is very, very good to us is Stewart's.
Okay.
Stewart's donates at least four times a year a lot of candy and a lot of cookies to us. And so they're just, it's just a great way how we get donations from them. So I did want to mention them.
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. And today the cost of candy is outrageous.
I mean, it is. So.
It's crazy. But, I mean, that's good that Stewart's comes through.
We have a room basically set up. Like I say, it's all set up to what the different items are. Mm-hmm. And as the volunteers come in, they'll just take one of each, put it in the box. And
now, how many baskets, how many times a year do you send baskets out?
Boxes?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the troops.
We try at least twice a month. We can post. We used to be able to send more boxes. The post office kind of limits us to 175 boxes.
Really?
Because of the size of their trucks.
Okay.
So when we were doing 350 boxes a month, we were mailing twice a month. And with all the donations we got from Stewart's, we had to kind of kick it up a notch. So we mail maybe three times a month the past couple months.
Well, that's.
But usually we try to keep it to two times a month, 175 boxes each. Christmas time is a different story. We'll be mailing every week during the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, Christmas season. So.
Now, obviously, you pay for the shipping.
We do.
Okay, so you need financial assistance, and we'll tell how people can do that,
Not to interrupt you, Rick, but that's
you talk.
Look at that. That's such a big thing because we mailed over 6,300 packages in 2023 at a cost of $94,000.
No kidding.
So, I mean, really, the monetary donations do make a big difference to us. So
I would say so. I mean,
that's, you know, that's phenomenal cost, and the post office does not give us a break or anything.
Right.
So, but, yes, I didn't mention that. That's
a
big number.
$94,000, yeah.
So
yeah, that's crazy.
But,
that just shows how much you're mailing out, too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's a big thing, so, but...
Let's see. We got, I know the, we were talking before the show, the pandemic hurt a lot. Was the number of, mailings cut back?
I think it was during that time. I wasn't part of the organization then.
Okay.
But, you're just limited to how many people could pack boxes.
Right.
And, so I think it was cut back quite a bit. So during a pandemic.
Yeah. We talked about that. It changed the whole.
And it definitely cut back on the amount of events that they could do.
Right.
Because you just couldn't have contact with other people. So
Correct. That
kind of cut back into that. So,
tell us about some of the events that you do. You were just mentioning you had one recently that was...
Correct. It was the Murder Mystery Spaghetti Dinner. And worked out real good. We kind of put it together pretty fast and everything, but it worked out good. The Adirondack Flatline Players did the play. And we had everybody came together, all the volunteers did the cooking, did the salads and the setup and everything. And we had about 125 people.
Okay.
And it was a good fundraiser for us.
Yeah.
And the play was good. I didn't get to see it. I was in the kitchen washing the pots and pans. So, but from what everybody said, it turned out, the play
was
good.
Where did you hold that?
The West Avenue American Legion.
Oh, the American Legion in West. Yeah.
So okay. They were very grateful for them to let us use their place.
Sure.
And, it was a very, very good turnout, so, but...
That's excellent.
And upcoming, we do have quite a few events coming up.
Yeah, why don't you let us know about them?
On April 20th, we have a vendor fair. And right now, I think Cliff said we had about 20 people. So, I mean, we're still looking for vendors. and you can set up your tent, and you just sell your different, whatever you're selling.
Okay.
And that's at the Living Waters Church on Route 50. You go past our building, going towards Gansford, past Edie Road, and it's kind of right across from the big firehouse on the right-hand side.
Oh, okay.
And it's called the Living Waters Church, and we'll be setting up there. So,
okay.
And that's coming up on April 20th. April 21st, I'm going to mention it, but we're full. We're doing a casino trip to Turning Stone, and we have four buses that are absolutely full, 55 people. But Colquitt,
55 on each bus.
55 on each bus.
That's
so
right.
220 people, so
if
my math is correct. But Colcliff, you know, people might cancel, and he can put you on the waiting list. May 18th, we have, this is on Armed Forces Day, we're doing a pulled pork barbecue, and that's going to be a drive-through, and that will be at the Living Waters Church also. So you come in, you're going to drive in, get your dinner, and then leave. It's not going to be a sit-down. It's going to just be a drive-through, and that's on Armed Forces Day. June 15th, we're doing a Tim Fabian Classic Golf Tournament at Airway Meadows. Tim was a gentleman that was a volunteer for us for many years, and Adopt a Soldier had done these golf tournaments in the past, and Tim took care of doing all the work for the golf tournaments, and tragically, he had a heart attack and passed away just recently.
Oh,
so
that's too bad.
So Cliff wanted to set up a Tim Fabian Classic Golf Tournament, and that's going to be at Airway Meadows on June 15th. Different sponsorship levels. You can sponsor a hole. You can sponsor lunch. There's all different things you can do. You can get a team together. So either just let me know or Cliff know. My number is 518-322-5521. Cliff's is 518-260-9922.
Yeah, and that's great to get a hold of you for these things. I'm sure you put in the events coming up in the paper.
Yeah, we try to, yeah.
Yeah.
We do a lot on Facebook, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Cliff advertises a lot on Facebook.
Facebook pages. Yeah. Now that, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you on Facebook, is it Operation Adopt a Soldier? That's what they would type in to find the page?
Yeah. Okay. We do have a web page, and that's www.OperationAdoptASoldier, all one word.
Right.
.org.
Okay.
So you can go on there and check us out too.
It seems like the events are real popular. I mean, it seems like you get a nice nice group, you know.
We one I'm gonna mention that we don't do anymore, but it was very, very popular is the Haunted Hayride we used to do in Gavin Park.
Okay.
And that was in October.
All right.
And they had the pandemic and everything, and so we had one not last year but the year before last. And it was weather turned out great.
Right.
So when you get good weather, you get a lot of people coming out.
You get a lot of people, yeah. And, but you gave that up?
We had to give that up due to liability issues. A lot of the tractor drivers were getting in their middle 70s. And so it was just insurance.
Yeah.
Insurance has gone skyrocketing. And so that's something it was a tough decision.
Yeah.
That was Cliff's baby.
It's too bad.
People enjoyed that. That was one of those events that people got excited about.
Oh, sure.
It was fun to see the joy on their faces.
Yeah, it was something to look forward to in the fall. I mean, you know, you have these little things in the seasonal, and people look forward to doing that, you know.
Well, they do.
It's an outing for them. And
for us, it was a good moneymaker, too, and it's an event people enjoyed. So.
Sure.
But we wish we were doing it, but just due to a variety of issues, we're not doing that anymore.
Exactly. So that's what you have coming up.
Yeah.
You think you're going to do another play? I think you said you were thinking about that.
Right. We're going to do another play. I think it's October 19th.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do another, be a spaghetti dinner. We'll maybe do a chicken parm dinner or something like
that. Sure.
But we'll have it at the West Avenue American Legion again.
Okay.
And you'll see more information coming up.
Okay.
You know, probably beginning of September or so on that.
That's
so,
excellent.
Yeah, that turned out real, we had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
even,
you know what? Like I say, it's a night out. You know, it gives somebody something to do. You know, if people want to get out and watch a dinner theater, they can do it.
They can do it.
And I'm sure the cost is
reasonably
pretty good. Yeah.
You know? And it's funny, too, even on the bus trips. We make the bus trips fun when we go out to the Turning Snow Casino. We play bingo. We have scavenger hunts. We just have a lot of fun when we go out on the trip. So
yeah.
The 2 hours goes by like that. You know what I mean? Realize
you're traveling. Yeah. Now, is this a day trip, correct?
Yes. Long day, but it's a day trip.
Well, that's okay. I don't think when people go to casinos, I don't think they mind long trips.
No.
You know, they
they
want to
get there.
Exactly. Hey, I want to do our PSA. You're listening to WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio, and the phone number in the studio is 518-580-5783, and I'm your host, Rick Thompson. There's a Brooks Barbecue April the 13th. It's a Saturday. The cost is $15 for half chicken, baked potato, coleslaw, and roll. And it will be held at the Trinity United Methodist Church, which is on Ballard Road, which you do off of Route 9. you go up Ballard Road, cross over the north way, keep straight, and just go a little ways down. It's on your right-hand side. They will take orders. If you call 518-584-9107 or 518-727-8573. They accept cash or Venmo orders, and the time is from 3 to 6 p.m. And again, it's at the Trinity United Methodist Church, Saturday, April 13th. And Brooks Barbecue is always a great barbecue. Chicken's excellent. you know, try and think of that. We'll be doing the announcement again next week, but you better hurry because I know they're selling out fast, and they always sell out every year. So if you want to do it, you better get a hold of it quick. So what we're doing here is Cliff started out with some coworkers sending packages to one platoon from Rutland, Vermont. And was that when you first started in 2003 that he did
Correct.
That?
Correct.
Okay. And now it's grown to thousands of soldiers. And as you said, the number of care packages overseas is amazing. And there is a need. And there are volunteers, and I know you probably accept volunteers all the time.
We correct? Do. We do. Yep. We're open from 10 to 12 on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Okay.
So stop on in anytime. If you want to see what we do, talk to one of us. You're more than welcome.
And again,
always looking for volunteers.
Yeah. Oh, I with the work that you do, I mean, it's amazing. I know you need it. Again, that's on Route 50, 4281 Route 50. With the volunteers, you have a meeting.
Correct.
Every month. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
And that's coming up. That's always the first Monday of the month. And that's coming up actually just 2 days from now.
Right.
And so we just review what we're going to be, what we did, talk about how the events went and different things like that. What we're going to be doing, and then we always try to throw out, you know, different ideas of what new, different kind of events we can do, you know, where we're sitting at money-wise, that kind of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
But everybody is invited to the meetings, and you say you're more than welcome to come. They start at 6:30 on Monday.
Okay.
So you're more than welcome to come and kind of get a glimpse of what we do. So,
and that you hold them right there at the
correct,
at
correct.
The,
right. Yeah, we hold
50.
Them right at our Dr. Soldier building.
Okay,
yeah. And they start at 6:30.
So. Now, do you ever do anything? I mean, the package idea and sending gifts and foodstuffs like candy bars and that, fantastic. It takes a lot of work. Do you ever have guest speakers come in to give you any ideas about how to help soldiers, or do you recommend? Like soldiers that come back over here as service people to different organizations for help if they need it. Do you have any direct contact with military personnel when they come back?
Not direct contact, but Cliff will direct them. If somebody asks Cliff something,
right,
that he will direct them to the right people that they need to talk to. more of a veterans organization.
Okay.
That they need to talk to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was telling you before the show that a friend of mine, they used to have coffee once a week at a coffee shop downtown. We used to stay open just for them. I mean, it wasn't where they met with people in the coffee shop. And it was to talk about, you know, what they went through during the war, because a lot of these veterans have problems when they come back to readjust to life. Because we said, you know, they're all tense 24/7 while they're in service in a foreign country. So they come back, and it's very hard to get back into the routine of us living in America and their daily life.
Day-to-day
so
life. So they do need, time to time, they do need help. And like I say, Cliff has helped certain soldiers before,
mm-hmm.
but I think they try to steer them towards a veterans organization that could to get better
yeah,
help.
Or the county VA. Yeah, yeah, it's a tough thing.
It is.
We figure our soldiers, our men and women, are over in foreign countries to help them out, and they come back with baggage for doing that, you know, and sometimes it could be life-lasting, you know, and because, I know my father-in-law in World War II. I mean, these are 18-year-old, 19-year-old mm-hmm. kids that are going over there, sacrificing sometimes their lives. And he came back from World War II and wouldn't talk about it for so many years. But then, you know, when my wife and her two brothers were a little older, then he would talk about, you know, some of the things he went through. But it was traumatic for him the rest of his life.
And I think that's the way that generation dealt with it.
Because
my uncle landed on... was in the Navy, and he landed the LST
mm-hmm.
on Utah Beach.
Okay.
I think it was. And never knew anything about it until his funeral. You know? And so it's just, I think that's the way that generation handled it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they had issues and problems too.
Oh, they did.
You know, there's a lot. Like I say, you're so young, and you're seeing a lot of this stuff you're not used to seeing, and that's got to be hard to deal with.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. That's why I always thought. Vietnam was my era, and fighting in a country where you didn't know who was good or bad because they were all the same people.
Yeah.
And a lot of fighting was in swamps, and you had a lot of guerrilla warfare then in the trees, and that's why they spread that Agent Orange to defoliate the trees, and of course they defoliated the soldiers too.
Yeah.
But... it was, I can't imagine myself being put into that predicament.
Situation.
And, I mean, I never evaded the draft, because they had the draft back then.
Correct.
But I never evaded the draft, but I had such a high draft number. You know, I was like 359
okay.
out of 365. So it would have had been a major world war for me to get over there.
Go to Vietnam.
And, And back then, a lot of guys out of high school weren't volunteering to go in.
Yeah.
There were a lot of
There were a lot of guys that stepped up, though, and volunteered.
Definitely.
We got a couple that do some work for us. One, I'll mention Bones. His nickname is Bones.
Bones.
And he went over to Vietnam. And,
okay.
But there were a lot of guys that stepped up for the Vietnam. And but it was a tough war. It was a different war for us.
It was.
But there were a lot of young kids. And my wife had two people that died in Vietnam. Knew two friends from high school that died in Vietnam.
Yeah, that's same here.
And
I had probably three or four friends that were in my class that went over, and unfortunately we lost them. But
different time in this country and a different war for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But a lot of good people. And the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War is coming up, actually. So
yeah.
So that's...
Now, do you have... I know you said you had one volunteer. Do you have volunteers from that area yet, or are they just getting to the point where...
There's some volunteers are from the Vietnam era.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a military mentor. His name is Bob Van Pelt.
Okay.
And just a great guy, great military guy. But Bones is the one from Vietnam.
Bones is the guy. Yeah. Now, do you call him Bones because he's real thin? Or,
he is. He's a tall, skinny guy.
Oh, okay. So. I was going to say, he's got to have that nickname for
Heart
some
gold,
reason,
though.
You know. But, well, you know, yeah, nicknames are funny because
nicknames
I know my
fun.
Father-in-law was telling me some of the guys in the war, you know, one was Stinky. not because he stunk, but that was just the nickname he got, you know. And it's kind of weird, but that's what happens with nicknames.
When I was a kid, my brother's friend called me Mogsy.
Mogsy.
And Mogsy. I go, where the heck did you get that? You know? So nicknames are funny.
Oh, they are.
You know.
They are. Yeah. It's real crazy. Let's talk about some of the items that you need, because the list is long.
The list is long.
And, I mean, I was very surprised when I went on the website and I downloaded pretty much all that you had on there, and it took 3 pages. But it goes anywhere from toothpaste. I'm interested in a couple of them here.
Okay.
Flea collars and fly traps.
The fly traps, we send them over if there's, you know, wherever they're at.
Right.
If they're in the desert and there's flies or whatever, but so we send those over. I've never seen, you mentioned said flea collar?
Flea collar.
I've never seen a flea collar.
You never saw a flea collar?
No.
Okay, well, that's on there, and I hope you don't get inundated with flea collars.
No.
Because, yeah, unless it's for the dogs over there, you know.
We might have to update our list a little bit,
yeah.
Rick, you know. So.
Well, yeah, but you know something, though, when they go in the desert and that, there are... These bugs over there that we don't have that live in the sand. So maybe they do wear flea collars. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, they're on the list for some reason, you know. But then you have the...
I'll have to check with Cliff on that when I get back to you.
Check with Cliff on that. Yeah, next time you're on, we'll find out what the use for the flea collars are. Those two stuck out when I was looking at them. And then there's the normal chapstick.
Yeah.
Because it's all hot and desert over there. Toothbrushes and deodorant, baby wipes.
Foot powder is a big one.
Foot powder is a
big
one.
They love foot powder, so.
Yeah. Well, they're wearing boots all day, and I can't imagine. All occasion cards.
Yeah.
Because they may like to send a card home.
And that's what we do, Rick, with them. We send them over there.
Right.
And they can send a card home.
So, and with that, they need envelopes, too. Magazines, newspapers, pen and pencils, shaving cream. That's another one.
Not aerosol, though.
Not aerosol. No, you probably couldn't get them in the packages.
No, yeah, we don't take
now
aerosols.
Now, you got M/F, and I'm assuming that's male and female.
Shave cream? Yeah.
Okay. Not that any female is trying to grow a mustache, but we can figure that out. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper is a biggie, too.
It's a big one.
You got to have that.
Canned goods. Pretty much any canned goods?
Pretty much. I mean, I would stick with, I'm the Chef Boyardee guy.
Okay.
Because Chef Boyardee is something you can open up and you can eat cold out of a can.
Okay.
You know, and so canned meat, canned goods. We do take canned vegetables, but it's... You want to try to send something that they can open up and eat, you know, right out of the can.
Sure, right out of the can. And a lot of them have the tabs you can pull.
Right.
You don't need the can openers like for, that they did. So, and obviously, when you think about this, it's pretty normal because it's things that we use over here. Razors, because they need to shave.
Razors, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Bar soap and shampoo, baby powder. I'm sure they get a lot of ratchets. International phone cards is one that people probably don't think about. But if they want to call home, I mean, you just can't dial the phone to a local number because I don't know if they have a local phone number over there, but they probably, or if they get one in the area that they're in. So an international phone card is probably a big item.
It is, and we do get those quite a bit, Rick.
Okay.
You'd be surprised, so.
Really?
But, yeah, they come in handy, so.
Well, that's neat. I mean, of course, the old standby food, I know a lot of college students eat this every day. It's ramen noodles.
Because that's
kind of easy. Just add boiling water, and you've got a meal.
Doesn't get any easier than that.
That's right. And you can buy, the thing about ramen noodles, you can buy... A case of ramen noodles and spend like $5.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you probably get a lot of that.
Relatively cheap. But We have one volunteer that works for us down in Glenville. Her name is Peggy, and she was on a pickle mission. I call her the pickle lady. She's found shelf-stable pickles, and so for a while, she was, you know, buying the pickles and bringing them up to us and everything, and then I go, you're nicknamed the Pickle Lady. So when she went into the Dollar Tree, they knew who the Pickle Lady was.
That's pretty neat.
Well, it's funny. All different things you can donate, though, Rick.
So, oh, yeah.
And food, anything cookies, you can crackers. Donate.
And some things people just don't think about, you know. Coffee. I mean, that's you don't think about things like that. I mean, it's not like they can go out into the store. Like, we can go over to a store and just pick up items, you know. And crossword puzzle books and board games, you know. It's just, when you read the items on the website, you get a sense of things we take for granted that they don't have. Cough drops, portable DVD players or MP3 players, soccer balls, sunglasses.
Sunglasses is another big one, yeah.
Yeah. Now, so. Batteries interested me here because... AA and AAA, of course.
Right.
That's
those are the
from
biggies.
A lot of things over there. But then it's AA22V/1 electrical converters. Now, I'm not familiar with that, but that's probably because they have a different electrical system over there.
That's what it must be, right?
And you can find those probably at Best Buy, and that may be great donations because I know. Like, they have different outlets over there that you plug, and you need a converter to bring over with you to, if you have a unit you're bringing over there, you can't just plug it into the wall like here. You got to have a converter.
Right.
Because I think they're on a different voltage system that we are, yeah. Any sports goods, too. Footballs, baseballs.
We get a lot of donations of those.
Yeah, socks, T-shirts.
Socks, that's another big one.
People don't think about those.
No socks.
I mean, I think big. For me, it would be food stuff. I wouldn't think of all this other stuff. I think people think of food.
Yeah.
And not common things like razors or flea collars.
Flea collars.
That's going to be a good
one. Well, I think the majority of things we get probably are more... Food-based items.
Cookies,
crackers.
Yeah, soccer
canned
balls.
Canned goods, tuna fish.
Right, soccer balls and frisbees. I mean, they use those on their downtime. I'm sure they have soccer games and,
and
things
frisbees
like that.
One thing else I wanted to mention, too, Rick, is that one thing about Adopt-A-Soldier, we're 95% efficient, according to our CPA. So 95% of the money we take in goes towards the soldiers. So that's important because a lot of nonprofits aren't that high.
Aren't that high. Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's you know, that's because it's run by volunteers. You probably don't have any overhead.
Not a lot of overhead,
and,
right. All volunteers.
You know, so it's volunteer, and, you know, it's great. So we have probably a couple minutes left before Mike comes in, and I'm sure he'll be in a couple minutes to set up a CD so he can ease on into his show right after ours, but...
I just run a couple things by you, Rick? Or?
You finish it off and
basically, ways to help are you could set up a donation box at your employer, wherever you work. You could do a food drive in your neighborhood. That's something you do. We just did one about 3-4 months ago in the Lake Elizabeth neighborhood. It was a very big success. You could write cards for the soldiers. You could come in and help pack up, like we talked about. Another company I'd want to mention is Niemer Auto Group. Niemer's been very generous to us. They match up to $10,000 all the donations we get from end of November to the end of December. So I want to thank Niemer for that. School groups. We try to get school groups involved because of the kids. You want to get the young kids involved in something like this. So one big event we do have coming up is we put flags on the grave sites at the cemetery.
Okay.
And that's coming up the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And then we take them off on that Tuesday.
Oh, you do.
So that's a very good event, especially for kids.
Sure.
To learn about some of the soldiers and the veterans. And
that's a good project for school See, schools today, I know Skidmore's not in session. They do a lot of volunteer work. They have to do service work today. When we went to school, you didn't do that. But
yeah,
today, all schools have to have service projects, a certain amount of service time to graduate. So you can go to public schools or Key Club or the different clubs in these schools, and that could help out on their service project. So, you know, I mean, you probably have enough help for that, or if you don't, you could probably call, like, the high school or to find out if they had a group that wanted to do a service project and help out put the flags on. Now, what cemeteries is it?
Saratoga National Cemetery.
Saratoga National. Yeah. Okay, that's great. And that's a big cemetery.
That's a big cemetery. So. We have Section 6. Operation Adopt a Soldier takes care of Section 6.
Okay.
So, 9 o'clock, and it says that Saturday, Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
And 9 o'clock is the start time. Try to get out there a little bit earlier if you can, because it gets very busy.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. One of my friends in Kiwanis, Truman Frazier, does that.
Okay.
I think he takes a couple of Key Clubbers out, too. So, that's a pretty good. So why don't you give us the contact information again?
Okay.
And we'll finish off.
My name is Mike Layett, L-E-H-E-T. My phone number is 518-322-5521. Our chairman is Cliff Sigwin, and he founded the organization. His phone number is 518-260-9922, and we're on the website at www.operationadoptasoldier.org, and also on Facebook.
Okay. Mike, I appreciate you being
here
today. And
thank you, Rick.
You know, good luck to you. And you do an awesome job for our service men and women. And keep up the good work. And I think, you know, if you come down to upstate and talk to Mr. Brown about putting a box in for donations, I think he would do it because he's a veteran himself.
Okay.
And, you know, I think he'd be happy to do that.
Great.
Don't mention my name, and I told you that, but, you know, just go in and, you know, go in and solicit them, okay? So I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. Well, right.